I was at a beach off the west coast of Florida. It was New Year's Eve, and that yellow moon hung over the gulf like a swaying lantern. And I was watching the waves crash in front of me with a friend, and the wind picked up, and my friend just looked at that moon for a while. And then he closed his eyes. I asked him what he was thinking. He said, I wanted to look at this scene and memorize it, burn it into my brain, record it in my mind, so that I can call it up when I want to. So that I can have it with me always. I too have my recorders. I burn these things into my brain. I burn these things onto pages. I pick and choose what needs to be said and what needs to be remembered. Every year, at the end of every year, I used to write in a journal, recall the things that happened to me, log in all of the memories that I needed to keep, because this is what kept me sane, because this is what kept me alive. When I first went to college, I was studying to be a computer science engineer. I wanted to make a lot of money. I wanted to beat everyone else. Because burned in my brain were the taunts of the kids who were in cliques, so that someone else could do the thinking for them, because burned in my brain were the nights from all the high school dances that I never went to, because burned in my brain were all of the people who I knew that I was better than, who thought that they were better than me. Well, yeah, I wanted to make a lot of money, and I wanted to beat everyone else, but I hated what I was doing, hated what I saw around me, hated the pain that I saw people putting each other through, and all of these memories just kept flooding me. So in my spare time, to keep me sane, to keep me alive, I wrote down the things I could not say. That was how I recorded things. I mean, when I looked around me and I saw friends raping my friends, I wrote, I burned into these nightmares with a pen, and yes, I have this recorded. I have all of this recorded. What did you think I was doing when I was stuffing handwritten notes into my pockets or typing for long hours into the night? In college, I had two roommates who in their spare time would watch movies in my living room and cross-stitch. And I never understood this. I mean, in my spare time, instead of watching other people's stories or weaving thread to keep my hands busy, I was sitting at the corner of a cafe scribbling into a notebook. I was sitting in a university computer lab pounding my hands, my fingers into a keyboard, because there were too many atrocities to be recorded. There were too many injustices that I had witnessed. There were too many people that had wronged me, and I had a lot of work to do. I mean, there had to be a record of what you had done. I mean, did you think that your crimes would go unpunished? And did you think that you could come back here years later and slap me on the back with a friendly hello and think that I wouldn't remember? You see, that's what I have my poems for, so there will always be a record. Yeah, I have defiled many pages in your honor, you who swung your battle axe high above your head and thought that no one would remember in the end. Well, I made a point to remember. Yeah, I have defiled many pages, and have you defiled many women? You who raped my friends. You who raped my sisters. You who raped me. Is this what makes you a strong man? You know why I do the things I do? I had to record these things. This is what kept me together when my friends were dying. That is what kept me together when my friends were going off to war. That is what kept me together when my friends were being raped and left for dead. That is what kept me together. And when no one bothered to notice this, or change this, or care about this, these recordings kept me together. I need to record these things to remind myself of where I came from. I need to record these things to remind myself that there are things to value and things to hate. I need to record these things to remind myself that there are things worth fighting for, worth dying for. I need to record these things to remind myself